You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
This is episode 500! You guys don't mind me. I'm over here having a party, and I want to share this with you. I'm so grateful. This is episode 500, and I consider this a milestone for several reasons. And what I'd like to do on episode 500 here is I want to change it up, and I want to do something a little bit different. You know, I was giving a lot of thought to what can I bring you on the 500th episode, because like I said, I feel this is an accomplishment, and it's an accomplishment that I don't take credit for. In fact, I give the credit to you. And I'm very genuine when I say that, because if nobody was listening to the show, the truth is I wouldn't be recording it, because my sole purpose and aim and goal is to impact and inspire people's lives. That's why I do this show. This show has never been about monetization for me. The show has never been about it wasn't an ego thing for me. It was a genuine way to, because I feel like I can help people. And, I launched this show almost 5 years ago, and it's incredible. If you would have told me back in 2016, when I ultimately decided to do this, that, I'd be recording the 500th episode on, in 2021, I would have said, you're crazy. There's no way. And so I give you the credit, and I give you, I thank you for sticking with me, and for, whether you're a new listener, whether you've been subscribed and listening for a while, I genuinely thank you. But so what I'd like to do, in a way to celebrate the 500th episode with you, is I want to share with you five things that I've learned and or have been validated for me since I launched the show. You know, there's been, over the course of the last 5 years, there's been a lot of highs, there's been some lows, in both in my life and in my business. And that's very representative of just being a human being and just living. So many people focus so much on the money, and yet they think that if they have a certain amount of money, then problems go away, right? And what you need to realize is that money is just going to amplify more of who you already are. And money is not the end all be all. It's important, and it's a valuable tool, and it's something that we all need, but it's not the end all be all. And there's so many things that, like I said, I've learned over the course of the last 5 years and or have really just been solidified, have been validated through experience, through interactions, through relationships, through bumping my head against the wall and trying to figure things out on my own. There's just so much I've learned, and it's impossible to condense, obviously, everything I've learned into one episode. But what I would like to do is just highlight some of the important ones, some of the ones that I think can really just help you go from where you are today to either where you want to go or where you're meant to be. And what I mean by that is, we're all given certain talents and gifts. I've spoken about this a lot on the show, and I truly believe it's your duty to figure out what that is. And if you're not in alignment with those gifts and talents, chances are things aren't operating as smooth and as efficiently as they can be. You might not be happy. You might be experiencing more suffering than you need to. So what I'd like to do here is I want to start by sharing a quick story with you. That really ties into some of the things I want to share with you. And it ties into my decision to ultimately launch this show. I had been thinking about doing something that involved me speaking, that involved me getting out in front of people to share my message, to share some of the things that I have learned. At that point, 2016, I was 11 years into the business. And I've made so many mistakes. I can't tell you the idiotic, stupid mistakes I've made in life and business throughout the years. I wanted to share those things, and I wanted to share what I felt got me to the point I was, why I felt I hadn't gotten to the place I wanted to go. I wanted to share the wins and celebrate those with you as well. And ultimately, what I really wanted to do is just help people. I've always had just a heart for serving, not always, but for the better part of my adult life, I knew I was meant to help impact and inspire people. So, but I'll be honest with you, there was fear was getting in my way. I had so many opportunities to go out and speak, you know, on big stages. And I not often or not always, I should say, but oftentimes I declined those opportunities because I was too much in my head. I was fearful about how I would look, what I would say, how I would come across, what would people think. I mean, this is just me being very transparent with you. I was so in my head and so focused on me that the irony was by me focusing on me, it was getting in the way of fulfilling my purpose, my mission, my cause. What I ultimately wanted to do was really impact people. And so isn't that ironic, right? Is that what prevented me from ultimately doing what I think I was meant to do was the fact that I was so focused on me, yet I was saying I wanted to be focused on others. It just made no sense. And 2015 came around and I was like, yeah, I think there's something to this podcast thing. You know, a couple of my friends in the real estate space had launched the podcast years before, you know, Joe McCall, Sean Terry, and a few others. And I'm like, I think I can bring something valuable to the podcast space. And I wasn't doing it because of fear. You know, what would I say? How do I do it? Like all these BS excuses and reasons, not even reasons, excuses just kept flooding my world and taking my headspace. And it prevented me in 2015 from launching the show. And then something changed in 2016. Yeah, towards the beginning, I'm like, I just felt like I wasn't in alignment with what I was supposed to be doing. Right. And, you know, I had a successful real estate business, you know, and I continued to operate and do that. But I knew I was meant to do something bigger and I wanted to just share my message. I wanted to share my voice. So first quarter of 2016, I decided, OK, I'm going to do this. I'm going to launch this podcast. And I remember having a conversation. I was walking around the park and I was having a conversation with my friend, Chris Chico, who was recently on the show and has been on the show several times. And Chris has always been a sharp, just a good friend and a sharp info marketer and internet marketer. And I was sharing with him, hey man, I'm going to do this thing. And, you know, we started talking about it and he was helpful. He gave me kind of some tips. And so I said, I remember that conversation. I planted my flag on a date. I said, I think it was June 4th, 2016, I will release my first podcast episode. And there was something very pivotal. Am I saying that right? Pivotal. Sorry. There was something very pivotal about me making a decision because from that point forward, I just started like taking one step ahead of the other. I wasn't exactly sure. I'm not very techie for those of you that know me. You know, I'm not dumb or anything, but like, I'm just not like super, super techie into coding, into all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I reached out to some companies and I started to figure out, okay, well, I'm going to outsource this. I don't want to have anything to do with the production and the editing and all that kind of stuff. I just want to hop behind a mic and I just want to speak and share my message. And it was a pivotal moment because once I made my decision and I planted my flag and I chose a date, everything seemed to start to kind of snowball in a positive direction from that point forward. And I think when I had that call, it was like March, April, first show was launched. As a matter of fact, I released three shows, June 4th or June 6th of 2016. You guys can go back into the archives. In fact, I really encourage you to do that because 500 episodes, you can only imagine how much we've covered and the good fortune I've had of interviewing just some incredible, inspiring people. But anyway, going back, I think back that fear was holding me for at least the better part of a year from releasing this podcast. And had I allowed fear to get in my way, if I just continue to stay in my head, my life would probably be very different right now. You know, I wouldn't have had the connections, the relationships. I wouldn't have been able to help and impact and inspire the amount of people that you know, I believe God has put in my life. And so I hope that story just really illustrates that you cannot let fear hold you back. If you're feeling something in your heart of hearts, in your gut, something that you know you got to do or that you should do or that you're meant to do, or something that you know is not a healthy fear, hey, I'm not taking this action or I'm not doing this, whatever that might be because of fear, because I'm in my head, because I'm insecure, right? Any of these negative emotions, then that's a sign and a calling that that's exactly what you need to lean into. That's what you need to tackle head on. You know, a friend of mine, Armando Cruz, who I've also had in the show, one of my, you know, closest childhood friends, he's an entrepreneur in the health and wellness and the health and fitness space. You know, he said something to me recently. He said, anxiety lives in the future. You can't be anxious if you're living in the present. And isn't that so true? You know, anxiety lives in the future. You can't be anxious if you're living in the present. So ask yourself if you're currently living in the present. Ask yourself if you're anxious about something, about an unhealthy fear, or something that is more in your head and is probably not even reality. So, I hope that story just really shows that things can be very different in your life if you don't allow fear to overcome you. And most of the fear, it's just BS. You know, it's one of the acronyms I've heard is false evidence appearing real. Another acronym I've heard is forget everything and run. Don't choose that acronym, you know, but just realize that fear is meant to fuel you. It's actually a gift. It's a tool. It's a weapon that you can use in a positive way. Okay, so that's the first thing I really wanted to share with you. And I wanted to kind of start with that story because I just think it really ties into, you know, almost 5 years later, you know, now sitting behind this microphone recording this podcast episode for you, episode 500. The second thing I told myself, I said, how can I be different with the Flip Empire show? And the first immediate answer that came to mind was, I'm going to be myself. I'm just going to be genuine. And despite the fact that I was in my head about how I would sound or how I would look or would people find value in what I was saying, blah, 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 right? All the crap that we tell ourselves, the inner critic. I said, I'm going to quiet that inner critic and I'm just going to be genuine. And if I say ahs and ums and I screw up and I sound like I don't know what I'm talking about or I'm not an effective communicator, well, screw it. It is what it is. This will find the people it's meant to find, and the people that, you know, don't like it are just going to tune me out, and that's fine. You know, so hopefully I'm either tuned up or I'm tuned out, right? But my buddy Tom Kroll, you know, always says, you know, you don't want to be in the middle. You want to be tuned up or you want to be tuned out. And he's so true. So the second thing I told myself, and this is the second thing I want to share with you, is I'm going to be real. I'm going to be authentic. I'm going to be very vulnerable. You know, I've said before that I believe vulnerability is the new currency. And what I've realized and what has really been amplified over the course of the last 4 or 5 years is that vulnerability takes courage. It's difficult to put yourself out there and say, hey, I messed up. Hey, I effed up. Hey, I screwed up. You know, I was just on a mastermind call a couple of days ago, and I won't share the specifics, obviously, because that's private, but one of our members was kind of struggling because he, in his opinion, he didn't make the right choice or decision on a property that he put an offer in that actually ended up getting inspected. So he put an offer in on a property sight unseen. And let's just say that this particular property was extremely unique. You know, it was a property that was probably built for, you know, for little people. It was almost like a tiny house. It was a very unique, odd property, probably the only one in the city. And he realized instantly when he saw this thing in person, he's like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like this thing is not meant for people to live in. It's just a weird house. It was kind of built underground, and it was small and tiny. And, you know, what was interesting is as everybody started to pour into him and share, hey, look, are you looking at it from this angle? What about this opportunity? What about that? You know, and by the way, they're in the process of really building up their social media and really providing a lot of valuable content. Really, really sharp people, just awesome people, sharp entrepreneurs and real estate owners and business owners. What I actually shared with them, I said, hey, man, you need to highlight this quote unquote mistake. And we started sharing with him how there's opportunities from a marketing perspective, from social media. This can be turned into a very unique Airbnb. And he was hesitant to put that out there because of how it might reflect on him. Like, how could he have made, in his mind, this choice? But what we all saw was, hey, this is a massive opportunity. And I even told him, I said, dude, this quote unquote mistake, I said, I think you need to amplify this on social media. And I think you can really turn this into a positive. And people just had some really valuable feedback for him. So I challenge you and encourage you to put your mistakes out there. Not only is it going to be healthy and beneficial for you, but it's going to, more importantly, impact others and give them the strength and the courage to be genuine Like, I haven't met one person that is flawless, that hasn't made a mistake. In fact, every single person I have ever met that I consider to be successful in life and or business, and I'm not talking just financially, but just I consider to be well-rounded, successful individuals, every single one of those people makes multiple mistakes on a daily basis. And so you're not any different. The only difference is they're willing to share it, and you might not be able to, or you might not be willing to, let me say, because it's a choice, right? And so I encourage you to really exercise that vulnerable muscle that we each have inside of us that we think is could be our downfall, when in fact, I think that could be what really like props you up, you know, and makes you stand out. So really, I encourage you to just be real, be authentic. The world doesn't need another Alex Pardo or another, you know, whoever you might think of or whoever you might look up to or whatever guru you might follow. The world doesn't need another one of them. We already got one of those people. There's already a me, right? Like, you need to be you. I really want to stress that point home because I see too many fakers out there. I see too many people adopting the fake it till you make it mentality or trying to floss and trying to flex and do things that it's just not them. And you can tell it in fact, it's cringeworthy. It's just awkward because you know that's not who they are, but they're trying to portray something that they want to be instead of just being who they are. Right. So that's the second thing I want to share with you. Number three, people over profits. People over profits. I see too many after chasing the dollar and stepping over people in an effort to get it. And what they're doing is they're burning bridges. They're not cultivating relationships. In fact, they're destroying relationships. If you put people over profits, profits will come. And if you're genuine about putting people over profits, then everything you've ever wanted in your life will come. You know, if you're not generating the amount of money or income or revenue that you want, it's a reflection of the value that you're putting out into the world or the lack of value you're putting out to the world. And by the way, I'm speaking to myself as much as I'm speaking to you, you know, because I also have goals. And when I don't hit my goals, I ask myself, I have to point the mirror back at me and I got to look at myself in the mirror and say, okay, well, I'm here because of my choices. I'm here because of my mindset. I'm here because of my actions, my decisions. I can't blame somebody else. Somebody else is not responsible for my life. And so I want to turn that around and share that with you is that, you know, you have to put people over profits. You have to contribute. You have to be a creator, not a consumer. Too many people on social media and out there consuming, and they're not doing enough creating. They're not helping people. Document your journey. You know, one of the things that I've committed to do that I shared about a month and a half, 2 months ago is, you probably know, I transitioned out of the wholesaling space after about 16 years, and I'm focused on self-storage. In fact, I'm getting extremely close on locking up one, possibly two self-storage facilities, and I need to do a better job of sharing that journey with you. So I want to encourage you to document your journey because it will help people. And there's something about just... I think that ties into the previous one. It's going to help you be more vulnerable, right? Because it's caught on tape. It's caught on camera. It's caught on audio. Yeah, you can try to fake it, but it's going to come through. So people over profits, if you're not happy with the profits you're making or the money you're making, it's a reflection of the value or the lack of value that you're putting out there. So I really encourage you to figure out how you can help people. Ask yourself today, what's one, two, or three things I can do for someone today? It could be a phone call, a text message, a question that you pose to somebody, and then go out there and add some value to people's lives. It's not that difficult. You just have to be very intentional and focused on it. Number four, success. You know, I dedicated a podcast episode to this several months ago, and it was very, very well received. And it's a simple question, but it might be a hard one to answer. Ask yourself, what is your definition of success? Is it making X amount of dollars? Because I can tell you, if that's your definition of success, you might feel very unsatisfied, very unfulfilled once you get there and you realize that it's somewhat short-lived. So is your definition of success, you know, I'll tell you my definition of success. It's pretty simple. And I challenge myself to keep it simple, is being happy. That's it. That's my definition of success. And that could be very deflating for some of you listening to me say, hey, Alex, that's it. That's your definition of success. Yeah, that's my definition of success. It's being happy. I want to be happy. I want to be wealthy and healthy in every area of my life. And that makes me happy. And if I'm not healthy and wealthy in certain areas of my life, I've learned to tie happiness to the journey of getting there, because we're all a work in progress, right? Like, I'm not a finished product. I'm nowhere close to a finished product. You're not a finished product. The question is, are you working on yourself, right? And so ask yourself, one of the ways you can work on yourself is just figure out what makes you happy. Figure out how you define success. And whatever answer you come up with, go do more of that. Go do more of that. Because I promise you, if you wake up and you're happy and you go to sleep and you're happy, yeah, you're going to have some ups and downs sandwiched in the middle of your day. But if you wake up and go to sleep happy, you're a happy person. You're going to love life. You're going to live life to the fullest, right? And again, I'm not here to say that you're not going to have challenges and adversity. In fact, I can guarantee, and I'm not going to guarantee very many things on this show, but I'll guarantee that your life is going to be faced with adversity and challenges. So what? Lean into it. Because that's what you need to be growing from and learning from, are those challenges and those adversities. So define, number four, what success is to you and what makes you happy. Number five, Socrates said this, an undisciplined life is a chaotic life. An undisciplined life is a chaotic life. So clarity and focus are the things that you really need to figure out. You got to get clarity. What is it you want your life to look like? What do you want your business to look like? Because if you're currently living your life and you have a business that doesn't inspire you, that you're not happy about, that is just, it's faltering, like, that's on you, right? Like, you might need to go back and take a few steps and go back to square one and ask yourself, hey, what do I really want? And are the efforts and actions I'm putting into my life and in my business, is that aligned with what I really want? So many people are operating with a lack of clarity. And if you're operating with a lack of clarity, you're like what's that analogy? A leaf, you know, blowing around outside. Like, the wind is going to take you where it wants to take you. Don't be that leaf. Have clarity. Be a rock. A rock knows it wants to be there, right? It's just, it's fixed. The wind isn't going to move that rock. So, and maybe that's a terrible analogy, actually, because you don't want to just be set in place. You want to be moving forward. But I think you get the idea. You know what I mean? You want to have clarity. And one of the ways you do that, which I've shared several times in the show, is by having a written vision for your life. This is something I learned years ago from the Life In Air organization and my coaches at the time, you know, Steve Cook and Sean McCloskey. They taught me how to create a vision for my life, have it on paper. And now decisions are filtered through that vision, not filtered by dollars and cents or filtered by the microwave society we live in, what's going to feel good now versus long-term. So have a written vision for your life and then have goals that support that vision and that lifestyle and whatever it is that you want to accomplish. But once you have that clarity, right? Once you have that vision, you have goals, now you can focus. It's much easier to focus when you have clarity, when you have vision, when you have goals, and then it's easier to reverse engineer your way to success, right? Right now, what you might be trying to do is you're doing XYZ work or task or whatever it is you do on a daily basis to achieve success, but you could be like that leaf in the wind and you're not really knowing that. And that's why you're distracted. And that's where shiny object syndrome comes into play. And that's why you're subscribed to 157, newsletters and email things. You've opted in and you've bought this course and that course and you watch this YouTube video and that YouTube video because you got no clarity. You got no focus. So start by creating a vision for your life. If you go to flipempire.com, in the search bar, just put vision, and there's numerous episodes on that. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. But those are the five things I wanted to share with you that I have learned and or have been amplified over the course of the last 5 years since I launched the Flip Empire show. So I'm at a loss. I feel a tremendous amount of joy and fulfillment and happiness from doing this show. I hope this one jumps out over the other 499 because it comes from a place of a lot of just mindfulness and thoughtfulness about, hey, what are some of the things that I really believe can help people? And some of these might not even be quote unquote sexy or wow, I never thought of that kind of thing, right? But how are you living it? You know, are you applying it in your life? Are you allowing fear to overcome you? Are you living in an anxious state
versus living in the present. You know, are you vulnerable? Are you real? Are you transparent? Are you putting profits over people instead of people over profits? Are you operating in life and in business without clarity, without focus, without a vision? You know, what's your definition of success? I just summarized the five things I wanted to share with you on this show. And I want to ask yourself, I want you to ask yourself how that plays out in your life and how that plays out in your business. I'd love to start a dialogue. If you can share this episode on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, wherever, tag me. Let's start a dialogue. This is the kind of message that I truly believe people need to hear. And I'm always here for you. I cannot wait for the upcoming episodes. You've noticed some light rebranding with the Flip Empire show. And I got some incredible guests, just people that are gonna blow you away with the content that they're going to share. And I got some cool things planned for you too. So with that said, let me go ahead and put a little, I'm born and raised in Miami, so got to finish the show with a little Pitbull. Let's celebrate here.
I think y'all having a good time out there.
Catch you on the next one, guys. Have an amazing day. One last thing before you go. If you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission. It's my cause. It's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.